Vladimir strikes Potso, who extricates himself with cries of pain and crawls away. He stops, soars the air blindly, calling for help. Vladimir, propped on his elbow, observes his retreat.
He's off.
Potso collapses.
He's down.
What do we do now?
Perhaps I could crawl to him.
Oh, don't leave me.
Or I could call to him.
Yes, call to him.
Potso? Potso? No reply.
Together.
Potso! Potso! He moved.
Are you sure his name is Potso?
Mr. Potso, come back. We won't hurt you.
We might try him with other names.
I'm afraid he's dying.
It'd be amusing.
What'd be amusing?
To try with other names, one after the other. Pass the time. And we'd be bound to hit on the right one sooner or later.
I tell you, his name is Potso.
We'll soon see. Abel! Abel!
Help!
Got it in one.
I begin to weary of this motif.
Perhaps the others call Cain. Cain! Cain!
Help!
He's all humanity. Look at the little cloud.
Where?
There. In the zenith.
Well, what is there so wonderful about it?
Let's pass on now to something else. Do you mind?
I was just going to suggest it.
But to what?
Ah.
Suppose we got up to begin with.
No harm in trying.
Child's play.
Simple question of willpower.
And now?
Help!
Let's go.
We can't.
Why not?
We're waiting for Godot.
Oh,
what'll we do? What'll we do?
Help!
What about helping him?
What does he want?
He wants to get up.
Then why doesn't he?
He wants us to help him to get up.
Then why don't we? What are we waiting for?
They help Potso to his feet.
We must hold him.
Potso sags between them, his arms round their necks.
Feeling better?
Who are you?
Do you not recognize us?
I am blind.
Perhaps he can see into the future.
Since when?
I used to have wonderful sight. But are you friends?
He wants to know if we're friends.
No, he means friends of his.
Oh, well.
We've proved we are by helping him.
Exactly. Would we have helped him if we weren't his friends?
Possibly.
True.
Don't let us quibble about that now.
You're not highwaymen.
Highwaymen? Do we look like highwaymen?
Damn it, can't you see the man is blind?
Damn it, so he is. So he says.
Don't leave me.
No question of it.
For the moment.
What time is it?
7 o'clock. 8 o'clock.
That depends what time of the year it is.
Is it evening?
Vladimir and Estragon scrutinise the sunset.
The sun's rising?
Impossible.
Well, perhaps it's the dawn.
Don't be a fool. It's the west over there.
How do you know?
Is it evening?
Anyway, it hasn't moved.
I'll tell you, it's rising.
Why don't you answer me?
Oh, give us a chance.
It's evening, sir. It's evening. Night is drawing nigh. My friend here would have me doubted, and I must confess he shook me for a moment. But it is not for nothing I have lived through this long day, and I can assure you it is very near the end of its repertory. How do you feel now?
How much longer must we cart him round? Why not carry a tids?
You were saying your sight used to be good, if I heard you right.
Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful sight.
Expand, expand.
Let him alone. Can't you see he's thinking of the days when he was happy? Memoria preteritorum bonorum. That must be unpleasant.
We wouldn't know.
And it came on you all of a sudden.
Quite wonderful.
I'm asking you if it came on you all of a sudden.
I woke up one fine day as blind as fortune. Sometimes I wonder if I'm not still asleep.
And when was that?
I don't know.
But no later than yesterday.
Don't question me. The blind have no notion of time. The things of time are hidden from them too.
Well, just fancy that. I could have sworn it was just the opposite.
I'm going.
Where are we?
I couldn't tell you.
It isn't by any chance the place known as the Board.
Never heard of it.
What is it like?
It's indescribable. It's like nothing. There's nothing. There's a tree.
Then it's not the Board.
Some diversion.
Where is my menial?
He's about somewhere.
Why doesn't he answer when I call?
I don't know. He seems to be sleeping. Perhaps he's dead.
What happened exactly?
Exactly?
The two of you slipped and fell.
Go and see, is he hurt?
We can't leave you.
You needn't both go.
You go.
After what he did to me? Never.
Yes. Let your friend go. He stinks so. What's he waiting for?
What are you waiting for?
I'm waiting for Godot.
What exactly should he do?
Well, to begin with, he should pull on the rope as hard as he likes, so long as he doesn't strangle him. He usually responds to that. If not, he should give him a taste of his boot in the face and the privates as far as possible.
You see, there's nothing to be afraid of. It's even an opportunity to revenge yourself.
And if he defends himself...
No, he never defends himself.
I'll come flying to the rescue.
No, don't take your eyes off me.
Make sure he's alive before you start. No point in exerting yourself if he's dead.
He's breathing.
Then let him have it.